This Thursday at 6 p.m., the Texas Tech College of Architecture El Paso, in partnership with the El Paso Museum of Art and the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, presents Ingredients for a Prized Place, the work of Peter Uppe Flukiger. Today, my guest is Morris Brown, instructor and IDP coordinator of the architecture program at Texas Tech El Paso. Welcome, Morris.
Well, thank you very much.
So you all have this great lecture. Now, you've had this series going on for the past few years.
We have. When Dr. Robert Gonzalez came to us through a national search at Texas Tech, this program's been going for some time, for a number of years now, 7 years or so. Dr. Gonzalez was brought to us through a national search. He couldn't be a better person for this particular job.
And he's organized.
Great. He has organized a tremendous lecture series. And coming up is something really special because Peter Flukiger goes by Uppe. He's Swiss-born, and he's come to us through studying at the College of Architecture in Virginia, and he is a full professor at Texas Tech, a fairly young man, and he reaches full professor, is absolutely remarkable, and he wanted to design sustainable architecture. He has had a number of experiences of designing not only his own home with very, very small square foot cost, and he's influenced by a couple of individuals named Henry David Thoreau, who built his own small cabin in the woods, and Le Corbusier, who built a house that was a cabin that was only 12 by 12 feet wide. Well, Uppe's is about twice that large, and he used a double-wide mobile home base and set his details and sustainable cabin in motion a number of years ago and completed it with students' help, both architecture, mechanical engineering, and art students to be a part of this process and the learning process involved in developing the sustainable cabin.
And, you know, it's interesting to think about space. We recently worked on our house, and throughout that process, we stayed in a three-room apartment that's connected to our house, and it was great. And it made me think, well, why the heck are we building this big old house? You can be just as happy in a small space.
Uppe says there's a huge amount of population that just do not have the wherewithal to afford the square footage at cost of normal housing, and they've just priced out of the marketplace.
Right.
So he offers a way to make that work through his experimentation with his own home right in within a few blocks of Texas Tech in Lubbock. And his wife, Carol, who is an art professor, and he have worked together on it. They both have studios on either end of the house, which has the center core is their main living area. And he's had to work with local building codes and construction types that contractors only do certain things in Lubbock.
Right.
And so he had to learn those techniques as he was and Carol were putting together their own home. And it was a learning experience that brought him great experience to be able to design this beautiful little cabin that he's bringing to town. His lecture about the article, or his architecture, is published in Texas Architect, just this most recent January-February 2015 issue. There's a picture of this set in an incredibly wide-open West Texas site.
You get the full sky, the full view.
And it's nothing but sky, and it's just absolutely incredibly simple, sustainable, with a pitched roof, metal siding, wonderful warm materials. Water has caught on the lower part of the roof and collected in solar basins in tanks, and that water is used for purposes of sustainability, to water plants, to collect and use as needed for processes that you wouldn't normally have. I mean, they're out in the middle of nowhere, so maybe that water is also used for sink and toilet use.
And this is beyond LEED certification. This is greener than that, or what would you say?
Maybe a lot of people wouldn't understand what LEED certification is. LEED certification is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, a process that was developed and is supported by the federal government now. And it's a series of process where you can go down a list, a checkpoint, and you say you want to have one of those levels of bronze, silver, and whatever, platinum. Mm-hmm. And you can just do your design as an architect. Your contractor working in that particular area then has certain obligations. And those, then a person can reach a level of sustainability that gives back to the to the world of construction. Architecture uses 50% of the energy produced in this country. We can do better than that.
Right.
And part of this sustainable cabin and is being presented for us in El Paso is called Prized Places, a lecture series that is given at the Museum of Art. And Dr. Gonzalez has arranged for UPE to come see us, make this presentation. And then on the next day, he and another colleague are going to be sitting in on our midterm presentations for our students.
And what a great collaboration for him to come in and speak to your students and to have that access.
We are here with a complete collaboration in relationship with El Paso Community College. And El Paso Community College, if a student wants to study architecture, they come to El Paso Community College and spends 2 years studying the first 2 years of architecture. Then they can apply to our program, and if they get accepted, they can stay another 2 years and get a junior and senior year and get a Bachelor of Science in Architecture. And then after 4 years of El Paso, then they can move on and get a master's degree. The states of Texas require a master's degree to become a licensed architect.
So you have a couple more lectures coming up throughout the year that we could ask people to save the date for?
We do have a couple more lectures, and it's interesting to know that we're, as I had mentioned before, in close relationship with El Paso Community College, not only in our program, but a $6 million grant that we won together a few years ago, and it's helping develop a new program, school for them. It's helped us develop products that students can use, plotters, laser cutters, etc. And we have a very, very close relationship with them. Dr. Gonzalez has brought on the 23rd of, I'm going to go back to March 23rd, Monday, El Paso Community College Architecture Society presents Daniel Liebeskind. Daniel Liebeskind is an internationally known architect. We'll be presented at the Temple Mount Sinai at 4408 North Stanton at 6 o'clock p.m. And he has come to town a few years ago. He is the original designer, or he won the design for the Twin Tower redesign.
Oh, that's going to be great.
He is an incredible architect, has done museums all over the world.
Well, and we'll be sure to have him back. We're almost out of time, but we want to make sure that people go see the lecture this Thursday and see the work of UPE Flueckiger, really learn a lot about sustainable building.
UPE's sustainable cabin in Crowell, Texas will be worth seeing.
UPE's this Thursday.
February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Art Museum.
So we'll see you there.